Attorney Andrew Volinsky, special counsel to the Securities Bureau, came out swinging.
The evidence in this case will show that the local government center violated the spirit, intent, and letter of the law.
In his opening remarks, Volinsky says the LGC board treated their health insurance business like a cash cow, milking it as needed.
The money was spent to subsidize a failing workers' comp program. The money was spent to give the outgoing executive director a $100,000 no-work contract for after he retired.
Volinsky says these acts clearly violate the basic tenet of RSA 5B, the law regulating groups like LGC. Specifically, the statute says public risk pools must return all earnings and surplus outside of what it needs to do business. A big part of Volinsky's job during the two-week hearing is to catalog the multiple ways LGC has spent money on services that have nothing to do with health insurance. If you add it up, Volinsky believes LGC owes New Hampshire cities and towns some $70 million for transgressions dating back to 2003. Volinsky says the worst part of this case is that LGC knew they shouldn't use healthcare money for other purposes. He points to board meeting minutes 9 years ago.
They called all of these practices wrong before they adopted them. They knew what the statute required through 2003, and then they flipped.
Volinsky sees those meeting minutes as proof of wrongdoing. LGC lawyers see the minutes as proof that good, decent people did the best they could to help their clients, New Hampshire cities and towns. It's no secret the local government center plays a vital role in civic life here. The group helps municipalities do everything from navigate tricky legal disputes to conduct workshops on chainsaw safety. The problem, says LGC attorney Bill Satterley, is that the law regulating risk pool behavior is extraordinarily vague.
In the absence of specificity and in the absence of any rules that have ever been issued in terms of how the board is supposed to make decisions, then the board is and must use its best judgment.
Central to Satterley's defense is that the state is trying to penalize LGC for breaking rules that were never spelled out. Satterley's task is to explain LGC officials weren't looking for personal gain. Instead, he must persuade the hearing officer that the nonprofit organization was competing in a challenging marketplace, that these people were so loyal to the mission that they did what they believed was right.
They have exercised that judgment in good faith. They have exercised more than ordinary prudence, and they have exercised that judgment in the best interest of the organization. That's what they have done.
One attorney representing an LGC employee said the organization is being punished for its success. In some ways, that's true. LGC has grown beyond anything lawmakers imagined when they first created these public risk pools in 1987. Rhetorically, their lawyers are asking, can you really fault an organization that's committed to keeping taxpayer costs as low as possible? But Securities Bureau attorney Andrew Volinsky argues LGC changed so much that somewhere along the way these priorities shifted. Preserving and strengthening the organization in the face of business competition superseded the original goal.
The statute was designed to create a Chevrolet, and they built a Cadillac.
If that happens and LGC is ordered to return up to $70 million, attorneys say the organization will be weakened. And LGC warns that would mean higher costs for New Hampshire cities and towns. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.